Good morning and welcome along to the Tasmanian segment of the Greyhound Show. It's been another busy week around the state. To tell us all about it, Greg Fay. How are you, Greg?
I'm good, thanks, Shane.
Well, we started off Monday night. Gemstone Jack and Mumford Son, the two winners of the 600 metre races, two very different greyhounds.
Yes, if you back Gemstone Jack, you take your heart pills because you know it's going to be a close finish. He got there in the end by a nose after he and Galloway George had a contest for the last 500 metres of that race. And with Mumford's Son, you just put all pills away and sit back in the chair and relax because you know that he's just going to get the job done because he's a great dog.
And speaking of very good performances, the 720 for the Ray Foley Trophy taken out by the very consistent Painted Dotty.
Yes, great to see the 700 metre races sort of back in vogue. Launceston have a dedicated distance season, and now that Hobart have the 700 boxes, let's hope that the owners and trainers support it. Painted Dotty won in sterling fashion, running a very slick 42.83. And equally impressive was Dominic's Dove, the maiden, for Clinton Tap, which took a lot of ground off her and ran it to two lengths. But unfortunately, later in the week, was in a 600 at Hobart and tipped over 10 yards after the start. So apparently she was vetted, no injury, so that's good.
And Tiny Tilly, a slashing win.
Tiny Tilly's little sister to Jethro and Belhaven, and she's had 100-odd starts. She's won a lot of races. She just keeps performing for Gary Johnson, and I reckon she'll throw something when she goes to stud.
And Russell, what's a late double? Silly Lucy and Ireland's Force.
Nothing new there. Silly Lucy was very impressive, running 29.97, and Ireland's Force beat a very good dog in Daniels Bay, running 29.96, and they'll play a big role in the Oaks this Monday.
Now, we were talking about Brendan Browning having his first winner as a trainer last week. Didn't take him long to notch up win number two.
No, and very impressively, Callum Agbaz. He'd already won a juvenile at Hobart when Rodney Callanan was training him. They still co-own the dog, but Brendan trains it now, and he ran very impressive 25.77. He'll win again.
And John Ginger was able to lead all the way in race two.
Yes, Joanne Ivory carries a very famous name to the races every week, and good to see Joanne, who has a very small team, win a race with John Ginger.
A winning double for Butch Deverell.
Again, nothing new there. Look, he's got a pretty good team at the moment. Get Your Sum had box one and really enjoyed that. Callaway Crusty was the beneficiary of a very rough race, but he got back and avoided the trouble. But he's a proven dog at Devonport.
And a winning double also for Rod Campbell, almost three winners for the day.
Very much so, and they all did the same thing. You're Nothing jumped in front, got about eight lengths in front, they never caught it. Tizza Gold did a similar thing in the very next race, the Invitation. And then Brit Amartis must have been six or seven lengths in front at one stage, but they end up overhauling her with Where's Mambo on Point Made going to the line in a close finish.
Hobart on Thursday, Winsome Tommy hasn't had a lot of luck since arriving in Tassie, but finally he was able to score a strong victory.
Yeah, look, I reckon now Patrick Ryan's got that elusive first Tassie victory out of the way, he'll go on with it, because he's a Wentworth Park winner, this dog. He's a pretty good dog. And came from about sixth early, got to the lead mid-race and held them off comfortably. He'll definitely win more races.
And Poppy Singer's been very consistent. He was able to win race number six.
Isn't it amazing the difference a box draw makes? He has had boxes six and seven, running very good seconds, comes up with box one and runs 25.97, thank you very much.
And Good Question back in the winners list.
Yes, two runs in Tasmania, both at Hobart for Rod Ransley. Equally as impressive this week in a better field, running 26.22.
And Cut 'Em Down produced a very good run for Alan Anderson.
Very good to see this dog win, because Alan had a frustrating run of seconds with this dog. He then spelled him, brought him back. This was only his second run back, and he put a gap in them early and they never got near him.
Might have found the key. And what about race number 10, 240 Volt, second win for the week?
Yeah, he's a pretty good dog, one of the Gary Johnson team. He's a very risky beginner, but when he winds up after about 50 metres, he's pretty slick. And he overhauled the early leader in J&A. I keep calling it Jander, but yes, he'll win plenty of races, especially if he learns how to begin.
Now, have you got a greyhound we can follow with confidence?
Look, a first starter of the Brendan Purcell team from Thursday night, Despicable Lee, came off box eight. She had no hope of beating Buckle Up Fletch when he went straight to the lead, but she did a bit of work in the run, and I like the way she battled on, only beaten six lengths in very fast time. She'll win pretty soon.
So another Despicable going around at the moment. Brendan's got a few of those, hasn't he?
That's the third one, yes, and they're all pretty smart.
Great name, Despicable Lee. So thanks for that one, Greg. We'll put that down on the black book.
Thanks, Shane.
On the air and on the net, racing information when and how you need it. This is Radio TAB.
Time to find some winners now on the Greyhound Show, and the man that's going to tip them tours is Rick Puccinelli. How are you, Rick?
Well, Shane.
Now, what about this first leg of the quaddy? It's the Tasmanian Oaks, a great field.
Yes, Shane. Only four possible winning hopes. I'm leaving out a dog that was very big run last week in Wild Cindy. I'm leaving it out of my tips because I think it'll settle well back. I've gone two, Island's Force. I think its last run was outstanding. It went 29.96. I think it's clearly the dog to beat. Springfall, box one, got a great chance. Four, Silly Lucy, and five, Winburn Loco. 2, 1, 4, and 5.
In the second leg, Good Odds Demon, hard to beat. Winkley Tam's also going well.
Yeah, Shane, this race probably may be dominated by dogs that have drawn close to the fence. I went with number two, Winkley Tam. Good little bitch, just forget her run last start in Hobart when she had no luck. Think she might jump in front and be very hard to beat. I put in three, Hindsight, showed good speed, 30-25, done the job well last start in for second. Third, I put in number four, Good Odds Demon. Just forget he went round over the 600. He never got into the race. They went a sizzling 34.76. Just think he's got a good chance over the 5.15, Good Odds Demon. And number one, To Be True, grows a leg when he hits the red box, drop in class, got a chance. 2, 3, 4, and 1.
Tasmanian Derby, race seven is leg number three.
Shane, I went with number two, Aroma Pichet. I just think there's a good chance that he might find the lead, and to think that he ran third in the Illingsworth Classic and his last start he ran third behind Tiny Tilly. I just think this is good form, and I just think that if he happens to find the lead, he might take a bit of beating. Three, Real Caution, in for second. Didn't mind its run behind Tiny Tilly last week, just got a good chance. Six, Callaway Ernie. Now, he blew the start last week. He ran third. I just think that with a good beginning, he's the dog that can knock these over. And we, as we all know, Butch Devil is a great trainer when it comes to big races. So six, Callaway Ernie in for third. And I put in number five, Mason Pines. He'll be going in everything that I play. I liked his win two runs ago behind Silly Lucy when he ran her down. And she's very strong. And I just thought his win was outstanding that night. And then he ran third behind Family Affair at Hobart, and he had no luck at all in the run. Thought he had a chance and he could be the KO dog. 2, 3, 6, and 5.
And the last leg, the invitation, Glitzy Bling has come up with the red box.
Yeah, Shane, just wholly and solely because of the draw, I went with Glitzy Bling. She's recorded 30 seconds round here on two occasions. She's come up with box one, Rod Ransley. It's a good ingredient. I think clearly on top. 2, Teddy Tomboy. He's been placed 16 from 26 on this track. He'll be thereabouts. 7, Dirty Rich. Clearly looks like to me that he's a dog that likes to be on the bunny. He did win here in 30.05 from box 8, and that's a good effort to do that. And I put in number 8, Winkley Bent. This greyhound goes very good at Launceston. Just needs a tad of luck from the draw, but I just thought it had a chance. 1, 2, 7, and 8.
That makes the quaddy 2, 1, 4, 5 in the first leg. Second leg 2, 3, 4, 1. Third leg 2, 3, 6, 5. Last leg 1, 2, 7, 8. What about a best bet?
Shane, I went race 9, number 4, Phelan. Just really liked his win at Devonport on Tuesday. Now that he's bounced back, he went good time. He is a Launceston Cup finalist. He's back into a grade 4 and 5. I think he'll appreciate this drop in class. Race 9, number 4, Phelan.
Quick look at Devonport on Tuesday. Her Highness flying at the moment in the first leg.
Yeah, Shane, it's a one out for me in the quaddy. Clearly on top to beat 2, Take Up Tracy, 5, Whispering Ash, and 6, No Yes No. 4, 2, 5, and 6.
Second leg, race number 6.
Shane, when I flick a page here and I've got a clip on it at the moment, race 6, I went with number 4, Revelator. Thought his win in Hobart on Thursday night was good. He might zoom to the lead. Got a good chance. 2, Orange Boy, in for second. Third, I put in number 3, King Nitro. Has run very quick time at Devonport. And he is a good dog on the bunny. And I put in 6, Jock's Ginger. 4, 2, 3, and 6.
When you've got a clip on it, that's where all the important information is hidden. I know that. Race number 7 on the card, Raven Rain, a recent Hobart winner.
Yeah, Shane, I think he's got an outstanding chance. And I've put him on top. Look, I think the danger's number 6, Kimmy Ross, got good early speed. She'll be up near the lead and she'll be thereabouts at the finish. I put in number 4, White Prado. And I put in number 3, Take Time Maggie. 5, 6, 4, and 3.
Final leg, the invitation. Quick Advance, number 7, no luck last week.
No, no luck at all, Shaney. He's in the mix. I just went with a couple of drawn dogs in. I went with number 1, Proven Fantasy. Now, he hasn't raced since the 22nd of February. Paul Hurley wouldn't put him in if he wasn't right. He's come up with the red box. I think Channel and Vapor's the improver here, Shane, drawn closer to the fence. Thursday night in Hobart, had no luck at all. 7, Quick Advance, and I put in the very consistent flash innings for 4th, number 5. 1, 2, 7, and 5.
Rick Squatty for Devonport Tuesday. 4 on top to beat 2, 5, and 6 in the first leg. In the second leg, 4, 2, 3, 6, 5, 6, 4, 3, 1, 2, 7, 5. Just a best bet now for Devonport.
Race 10, number 5, Take Time Ronnie. He got a check at a vital stage last week when he was making ground. I think Britomartis is clearly the leader, and I just think that this dog might settle second and be too strong at the finish. Race 10, number 5, Take Time Ronnie.
Good on you, Rick. Thanks for your time again today.
Thanks, Shane.
And we look forward to your company again next Sunday.
You're listening to Radio TAB across Tasmania, South Australia, the Northern Territory and Queensland.